Praise the Lord, and welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus on this Wednesday morning, November 19th. Thank you for joining us, and we trust that you're feeling very grateful that you're up in strength and the grace of God and His mercy. You're tasting of it already on this early part of the day. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. And I came expecting, I don't know about you, but these moments, these mornings are very rewarding, to say the least. It refreshes and strengthens, upgrades. You know, we live in the age of upgrades. And on any given day, you can expect the Holy Spirit to give you or to bring you an upgrade. In other words, a new level. And, of course, in Christ. And so let's be expecting today that God will reward us with an upgrade. Our theme today is that God rewards us, or rather, He rewards, and of course, He rewards His people. He rewards abundantly. He is a rewarder. Let's open in prayer, and then we can dig into the meal that God has prepared for us. Father, we thank You for life, liberty, and strength. You've given us the privilege of moving in You and having our being in You one more day. We're careful to thank You for this one because it's here, it's now. You've given it to us so we possess it with all our being. You are awesome. We love You. You're keeper of Your word. You support Your promises, and we believe them. Our faith today, we put it forward. We put ourselves, our hearts, our entire beings. We present ourselves to You. And we are confident that You're receiving us. We're confident that You were waiting for us. So we enter Your courts today, and we come with hearts filled with joy, the fruit of the Spirit. We come with thanksgiving, and we say, thank You, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We embrace You with all our hearts. We don't know what the next moment brings, but we do know in this moment You have touched us already. We thank You for our entire prayer team that is so faithful, so disciplined and committed. How we look forward to meeting You and greeting each other in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Today, Father, we come before You presenting our petitions, the things that we believe that You have on Your heart, able, ready, and waiting patiently to reward with answers. Have Your way today. We thank You for the righteousness of Jesus Christ, for forgiving us from all sin and restoring us through the precious blood. The blood that came at such great cost, that flowed at such great cost, and still flows freely to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Today we confess our limitations, our weaknesses, our brokenness. Have your way today in our midst, like only you can. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, y'all, and thank you for joining us. It's Wednesday, November the 19th. In the civil year, it's 2014. In God's sacred calendar, it's the year 5775. So what? It means time is racing to the finish. And that's a good thing, because we know that God's plan is working. And we thank Him, don't we, for the fact that we have a space, just a little space called our lives on the timeline. As the time advances rapidly, can you believe it? Excuse me, it's Wednesday already. We were just praying on Monday morning. So the time is in a hurry. It's going someplace. It's going to its termination when eternity will begin. So don't let the earth's troubles bother you beyond the fact that God is in control. He knows the end from the beginning. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You're dialed in to Global Time with Christ Jesus, and it's an honor for us to be here together. Now, I just want to rehearse the protocol just for the benefit of anyone who may not be aware. If you'd like to be heard, if you just want to say amen or praise the Lord or something like that, well, you should know that we would like you to know, if you don't, that we welcome your voice and your response. We welcome your praise report. We welcome your prayer requests. Just simply press the button 1 on your phone. And what that does, it makes your microphone in our studio live so that we can hear you. In fact, everyone can hear you across the earth, because you're on the World Wide Web, to which many millions are attached right now, searching for something. And we pray that the Holy Spirit will lead them to log on to this prayer cast. And so there's an opportunity for us to allow the Holy Spirit to use us to speak life into someone's life, and to speak life over them. And it may be your own life. That's okay. The word says, do not muzzle the ox that threshed grain. So God wants all of us to have what we need as we encounter Him on this morning. Well, praise the Lord. I would like us to visit our prayer target, or targets, our list of items that God has laid on my heart, and you can add to it freely. As I said earlier, simply press button 1 on your telephone and your life. The first item on our agenda is we like to pray for marriages. Marriages that are stressed for all kinds of reasons. some of the stress has to do with the simple fact that godly marriages are looked at as very strange or weird in some kind of way. So we want to pray for godly marriages. Marriages that where the relationships or the persons in the relationship of marriage have submitted themselves to the Lord, and they may have newly been married or been married for a long time, but particularly those that are newly married, they invariably have challenges that sometimes can break that relationship. So we want to remember them, because the enemy attacks such because the battle is for the seed. The seed is to be and destined to be a righteous seed. And so the enemy seeks to terminate relationships that will result in a righteous seed. The scripture says the seed of the righteous shall be mighty in the earth. God wants the righteous seed to dominate, be plentiful. And that's reason enough for the enemy to stop those relationships and those marriages so that the seed is terminated or affected or distorted in some kind of way. Let's pray for them. I know of young couples right now that they love God. They don't necessarily know the way of success in marital relationships because maybe they have not had the counsel that's necessary and helpful, or maybe they are not strong in the Lord. All of those things can be of consequence. So today, let's lift those marriages up. Father, you know those whom have made covenant before you and before men. Have a heart to live for you. Have a heart to express love in the earth as a demonstration of your relationship with the church. A loving relationship, a relationship that's truly genuine, caring, and that's binding. We pray today for all of the couples that we know that are newly involved in marriage, and even some have children. We pray right now. First, we lift up the Father, the covenant initiator, the man in the relationship. We lift him up, and may his feet stand firmly upon your word, in submission to your rule, in submission to your headship, so that therefore he is able to be the head of his home. He's able to be the head in life from day to day. He's able to stand against all of the wiles of the adversary. Strengthen him as he struggles to stand. Show him that he can stand, but with your assist, your help. So if he's down right now, we pray that you would assist him to stand once again. Help him to understand your kind of love and how to live with that and in that. We pray for the household, the wife, and if there are children, we include those. And we speak into their lives and over their lives. We speak divine, supernatural order in the household. We are the household, are worshipers of the one true God in a society, culture, and world that is searching, that is lost, that is groping in the darkness. We pray that the light of heaven would illuminate their lives powerfully and they would become the envy as people watch and observe and can see that there's a difference, and it's Christ's difference. Bless all of these couples right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them on this day. Have them sense your presence, your guidance, and your keeping power. In Jesus' name, we install a hedge of protection around them to protect them physically, spiritually, and to protect their relationship from the eyes of the adversary, who goes around like a lion seeking whom he may devour. But in this case, because of your protection, he's unable to affect these relationships. And all things work together for good to them that are called according to your purposes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. If you know of some marital relationship that is going through distress, that's under attack, well, you install their names into that prayer and believe God to strengthen those relationships. Yes, God does that. He can do it. And we believe. Now, as we said earlier, God is a rewarder. Therefore, prayers with no heart has no claim on heaven and no hearing in God's courts. We are to just persist in prayers. We persist, meaning that we don't stop, we don't reverse, we don't allow ourselves to be distracted from the task. The biblical record testifies to God's patient wait as his people cry to him day and night. While the Israelites were dwelling in Egypt, they cried out to God day and night for deliverance from the burdens of slavery. And the scripture says, and their prayers came up to me. God is interested in those prayers that come up unendingly to him, and he's waiting to answer those prayers that are persistent, and he has a rich answer to be given to them. So God sees his praying child's faith, and he honors his faith that stays and cries by persisting in prayer, so that the prayer then, because of persistence, is strengthened. You know, I like to cook, and one of the things that I practice in cooking, as I watch over a pot, a menu, a dish that I'm preparing, is that all the ingredients I can gather them and put them all together in the pot as required, but ultimately there's a wait, a waiting phase where I allow the pot to continue to cook over the heat, and for some of the liquid to dissipate as the ingredients come together. Are you getting hungry? It's not my intent. But it comes together, and ultimately there's a thickening and a concentration of flavors because of the waiting and the timing, so that the end result is something that is rich. And that's what we're saying. God's answer is richly given. So it's okay to pray for something that you prayed for yesterday. You bring it back before the Lord. And as you wait, the prayers get richer before the Lord, get more concentrated. All of the ingredients come together, so the flavor is more intense than when you first began. How is that for a cooking lesson? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is wonderful. Wonderful. He is awesome. He's teaching us, isn't he? Yes. He's teaching us. Giving us a quiet heart, a quiet mind, free of anxiety. And we saw that yesterday, how the Lord richly touched us. Give us this quiet mind in a world where everyone is experiencing such oppression and pressure that they're unable to be quiet in the mind. Therefore, are unable to hear the Lord's voice because of the volcanic action of the mind is just spewing up stuff. Hallelujah. But today, God has blessed you with a quiet mind. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for all our prayer partners and what you're doing right now in our lives. Bless them with quiet. Bless all of us with quiet in the mind. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. Once again, welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. And if you have a prayer request, I would strongly suggest you voice it now, because the time is racing to the finish of this phase of the day, and you do want to capitalize. Well, praise the Lord. Welcome, good morning, and you're live.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, Dave.
Amen. Praise his name. Hallelujah.
Yeah, he is worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is.
I have a praise report and also a prayer request, all in one. I am thanking God this morning for a young lady who has a birthday on today. She's today 37 years old. I give her thanks for her. She happens to be my daughter, Avalon Clark. And I thank God for her that he has kept her. She's been up, she's been down, and I thank God that she's still holding on to the hand of the Lord. I give God praise for her on this morning, and I pray that you will agree with me on this morning that he would continue to hold her hand, that she would continue to allow him to hold her and lead her and guide her. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your praise report and prayer request. And certainly we want to thank God for sparing this young woman's life and for bringing her through this period.
Amen.
Anyone who is on with us right now, if you're having a birthday today, as we pray, we want you to know that you're included in the prayer. If you're having a birthday today, or your birthday was yesterday, or it's going to be tomorrow, well, we want to say a blessed birthday to you. It's amazing when you think of it that God determined the time of your birth, the day of your birth. Your birth was not in any way an accident. Not by the stretch of an imagination. Your birth was timed. And so we wish you a wonderful birthday on today. And if it's, like I said, tomorrow, the same, or if it was yesterday, well, we're a little bit late, but never too late to bless. Father, we thank you for those that are having a birthday today. We pray this would be the most significant and meaningful birthday that they ever had, because you're giving them not just increase in time, but increase in salvation, in grace, and in mercy. All of those comes from your caring hands and heart. We cannot shop for those. We cannot order those online. It's an act of your love that we have, salvation, mercy, and grace. So we ask for that to rest upon everyone that we know and care about this, that are having a birthday today. So bless this young woman in a mighty way, that today would be in her heart. She would realize it's a day of great increase, a day of great opportunity, a day to reaffirm and commit to a deeper relationship with you. So that if she's blessed to have another birthday here with us in the earth, that between now and then she scales mountains that she's never even thought existed. Cause her to be the overcomer that you've designed her to be, someone that overcomes and continue to overcome every challenge that stands before. Every mountain is available to be moved, to be scaled for the glory of God through Christ Jesus. Thank you for this day. And for those that are being born on this day, right now, even as we speak, they're arriving on planet Earth. They're beginning to breathe the air. We pray, O God, for victory. We pray victory over their lives right now, at the very beginning of it, and that they're entire sojourn here in the earth, they would walk as righteous and in victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for that praise report and for that prayer request. Well, you've been in queue in your live 4002. We'd love to hear your voice. So your microphone is on, and just take a step of faith and speak.
Good morning, Brother Willing.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, I thank
Mr.
God
Smith.
For what he did for me yesterday. Your prayers, I haven't had any pain since then. I thank God for it. I feel much better. And I thank
God for what he did for me.
Amen. Amen.
Oh,
hallelujah.
He gets all of the glory, all
hallelujah.
Of the praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yes. Yes.
Glory
yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He is
thank
a great
you.
Physician.
Thank you. Thank
hallelujah.
You. Glory
praise
to God.
God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for the healing.
Thank you for the healing. Yes. Thank you for the healing.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
His blood
prevails.
By His
stripes. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Time for a
thank
praise
you.
Break.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory
thank
to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God.
God. Thank you for
thank
showing
you.
Us your power and your strength.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Your hand
you're
heals.
God. You're
hallelujah.
When we call
hallelujah.
Your
yes.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. You've proven yourself again and again, prayer answering
yes.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, God is awesome. He continues to show Himself strong. And we thank all of you for trusting Him all right along with us. Your little bit of faith, my little bit of faith, and the other person's little bit of faith, it all goes a long way allowing God to do what He really wants to do. He wants to show us His word is true. By His stripes, you're healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Well, there's someone else that's waiting in queue, and you have this special number. It's all ones. I don't know. But it's 1111. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yes,
you may
God.
Speak. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you right now. And I just want to just thank the Lord this morning because He said that's our reasonable service unto Him, to give Him thanks and to praise Him. Hallelujah. For my last night lying down and for my early rising, He said that when you seek Him early, you shall find Him. Amen.
Yeah.
And like you said, in His word says, He is the rewarder to them that diligently seek Him. Do we see the true and the living God? God said in His word, men ought to always to pray.
Hallelujah.
For prayer is the key, but our faith unlocks the door.
Yes.
Just like that woman with the issue of blood. She said, but if He could just touch. Now, she said, not even Him, but just the touch of His garment. And immediately, she was healed.
Yes.
And that's what God is doing for us all. Thank God.
Yes.
I just want to thank God this morning. And the scripture says, amen, now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. And it says, amen, because He settled it. Amen.
Yes.
Praise
God. Yes.
Amen.
and thank you praise for that praise report and praise word of encouragement. Yes, he is truly able. There's someone else, your 4954, and I just want you to know that your microphone is live, and go ahead and speak. Hallelujah. 4954. Hallelujah. You're on. Your line is live. Praise the name of the Lord. Is there anyone else that has a praise report or a prayer request on this wonderful Wednesday morning, November 19th? The water is stirred. Well, let's jump in. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you're facing any kind of challenge, and I know I am. I have them all the time. Challenges are the norm from moment to moment, from day to day. And so it took me a long time to learn that it's okay. That's the norm. And yes. But God is on the throne from moment to moment every day as well, and is in control all the time. So surrendering to his will and to his way and to his word, just depending on his word, just trusting him and just allowing him, just allowing him to assist us, help us through every situation. And I tell you, he does. He is faithful all the time. He never fails us. He is faithful. So you can turn everything over to him. Put it in his lap. You know, when you were a child and you had a toy or something that broke, you brought it to your parent. You just believed that somehow they could fix it. and of course they believed they could too. So there was mutual confidence. They were confident that they are your parents and they can do things that you can't do, and you were confident that they could, and there was agreement, and it got fixed. Maybe have broken again, and certainly you don't have the toy right now because it didn't last. But God is able. He's able. So God wants you to have peace of mind. And the world is turbulent, and it's easy for us to be infected by the atmosphere that's in our society, in the community, in the neighborhood, all the negative things that you're hearing about can seep into your soul and cause you to be you know, uneasy and you know, just discomforted. Well, the word of God comes to you today to tell you that he is a rewarder, and that our cry to him, whatever it consists, is being heard. He knows it before you even say it, but he wants you to say it. He said to the Son, ask of me. He wants us to ask. The relationship is one where we are invited to ask. So let's ask. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Pastor, could I share this brief testimony?
Sure. Please.
Okay, it's short. Brief. I just want to encourage the hearts when we be on the prayer line. It's not
yes.
about our it's not about our excellent speech. We don't have
right.
to be ashamed, because one time I was talking to the Lord and I was just thinking within myself. I said, "Oh, wow!" I said, "I ain't doing nothing." I said, "All I'm doing is just praying." And the Lord, he quickened my heart. He said, "No, Jimmy, you ain't doing nothing. You talking to me." Amen. You're talking to God. And God knows and he sees your heart. And if you just say thank you, amen. That's all. Because, see, we all on here together. It's not anything to be ashamed about. You don't even have to say the situation. But just say your name and just say pray for me. Because God already knows the situation. But he wants us because we're here together. And he wants to hear our voice. He, like the word said, ask, and it shall be given.
Yes.
Seek, and you shall find and knock, and the door shall be opened. Remember, the focus is God. Give God thanks. Give God an amen. I just want to encourage your heart. Praise God.
Well, we're encouraged by that word because truly the enemy will try to keep us silent. And the universe does not respond to silence as much as it responds to the word, so that we have the liberty to speak in agreement with God's word. You know, the scripture in Genesis, here's what it did not say. It did not say in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God thought about and remained silent, and light came out of darkness. No, that's not what it says. It says, and God said, let there be light. And we have to bring or switch the balance from, we really can't afford to be silent. And the reason is because we're biased towards saying that which is negative. We're not truly silent. We say a lot of things, but they're negative. They're not in agreement with God's word. For example, like, I'm broke. I'm broke. That's not in agreement with God's word. But we say those things out of habit. There are so many other sayings that we say without even thinking. You know. Or we go, it's terrible outside. Forgetting that it's a blessing that we got to see whatever the weather is doing. We get to be in it, part of it. And we say, thank you, Lord. Praise your name anyhow, you know. So when we are intentionally silent, we're actually allowing the balance to be in favor of the negative. Because when we do say something, often we are saying something that is negative without even realizing it. So we have to fill our mouths and our days with praise. Don't entertain. Every time you open your mouth, you want to make sure that what you're saying is in agreement with God's word. And that's not easy. It takes discipline because our minds are in the process of being renewed. Because what comes out of the mouth is what's in the heart. And so the Holy Spirit is working with us, and we're not any way near there where we ought to be. At this point, it's a lifelong journey, and so we want to praise him. I mean, I deal with issues and situations all the time, and negative feelings come, meaning, well, you know, I'm thinking this is just bad, my mind is inclined to think negatively first before it thinks positively. So I have to monitor and watch the gates of my heart and my mind so that I flip anything that's coming that's negative, so that I can confess God's truth and God's word. And then when you have people around you and they're likely to be as negative as anyone else, you even have to watch your conversation so that you don't affirm the negative just in conversation. you see. These things we learn and are learning. Praise the name of the Lord. That was just encouragement for me and for someone else. Well, we must ease on out of here. And there's nothing negative about that. We've got chores to do. We've got things to do this day. We are on assignment, and so the time is up, and that's not negative. This ended so that there's other opportunities that open up following this one immediately. So let us begin to enter into that. I'm feeling so blessed by those thoughts. But here's a benediction for us to light upon you and cause you to jubilate, to praise the Lord. And it's simple. It comes from Philippians 4:23. It says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all." Amen. Amen. Yes. The grace of God is with you. Remember that all day today.
Okay.
Nothing can stop you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See you tomorrow again. And remember, as you share a meal today, pray for Pastor Gregory and his wife. That means you'll be praying at least twice today for us. We could use all the prayer. Be blessed. Thank you. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank God for your prayers. And God bless everyone.